We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting the new Perek Zeh Bayer. Zokta Mishta, Dine Mamanis Vishloisha, Dine Mamanis, and the three Dayanim. Now, how do you pick out the Dayanim? So, Zeh Bayer Le Echod, Vizel Bayer Le Echod, Vishneim Bayer Lehem Eid Oid Echod, Dibra Meid. The Mara thinks what it means is like this, that you need a Bezdin, so one Baldin picks out one Bezdin, the other guy picks out another Bezdin, and then they pick out a third Bezdin, Vishneim, and together they pick out a third Bezdin. Altogether, nine Dayanim, Divrei Meir. You have to know why you need nine Dayanim, we'll have to see in the Gemara. V'cham Eimrim, Shnei Dayanim, Bayrim Lehen Oid Echad. Two of the both the Batidim that you hire, they'll hire the third group of Dayanim. That's the Machlaikas here, Ramei Chamim, who picks out the third? According to Ramei, it means the two Balidin. According to Chamim, it's the two best Batidinim, they pick out the third best, like we're going right now in the Havamina. Zeh Pasul Dayan Shazeh, Zeh Pasul Dayan Shazeh, the Rameyer. The halacha is that if, let's say, they each bring a Dayan or a Bezdin, so the other Baldin is allowed to say, your Bezdin is Pasul, and I'm not using him. The one you brought is Pasul, the Rameyer. Chomer, you cannot do that. Amos Savis Manch, maybe Aleim Raya, Shem Kurev, and Absulim. You have to bring a raya there, a car of a pasam. Hayuk sheirim, a mumcha and pibezdin, if they are kosher or they are a mumcha, so any yachal of pasam, you can't pass them. It sounds like a may, you could pass them, even if they're a sheirim or mumcha, we'll have seen the Gemara was pshat. Right. So, yeah, it means the Wisconsin Gemara means one dying. So forget about the Havamina. So, I'm just telling you what Rashi brings down. That's the Havamina, that's the Gemara says. So, you have to know that. But learn to die in. He passed one of the Dayanim. So Ramey is saying that each one can pass the other one's Dayanim. And Racham says you cannot pass all the one's Dayanim. Then we're over at the Edim. Zeb Paisa Edim Shazev, Zeb Paisa Edim Shazev, the Rameir. That each one can pass the other one's Edim. We know Baldin Ruven brings an Edim. Shimon can pass their Edim. You have to know how you can do that. The Rameir. Rameir is Mansham Evelim Raya Shem Kravim Absulim. Only way you can pass them is by bringing a Raya that there are a Karav. The relatives of the apostle, if they're kosher, you cannot pass them. That's the Mishnah. So Zok the Gemara, what does it mean? Zeh barli echad, v'shneim barli oid echad. What does that mean? My zeh barli echad, v'zeh barli echad. The Gemara asks, but klos asagi, it's enough with three. Why do you need more than one bezdin? But klos of three should be enough. Zok the Gemara, Hakamar. This year, read it. Kishze barley bezdin echad. Vze barley bezdin echad. Shneim barlem oid echad. Vafilu loiva motzi. That's the Mar's kasha. The Mar answers, Hakamar. That each guy's passing the other one's bezdin. What happened was, it's like this. Kishze barley bezdin echad. One of the guys picked the bezdin, and then he got the other baldin said, no, you guys are apostle. And then Mizer Balei Bezdin Achar. And then the other one picked out a Bezdin, and the other guy said, I'm not going to that one. So they go together, Shneim Berlim Oid Echad. They could both pick out now together the new Bezdin. But it sounds like that they each could be Ma'akev on the Bezdin that the other one brought. So Mara asks, but if I feel Loiva Motzi Ma'akev, even the Loiva, who's usually considered the Eved to the Malva, he's the one who's Meshubed. So he could also say, I'm not using your Bezdin. The halacha is that there's one Bezdin in town, but there's a better Bezdin in a different town, let's say. So the Malva could say, I want to go to the other Bezdin. And the Loiva has to go, even though it's out of town, because a Loiva is an Eved to the Malva, and therefore he has to listen to him. But if it's the opposite way, the loiva says, I don't want to go to this bezdin town, I want to go to a different town. You force him to stay in the town. Loishonu el amava could change batidinim to different town. Av a loiva kaif nois of a dumb b'yiroi. So the question is, so we're learning now the Mishnah means like this. There's zeh barli one bezdin, and the other one said, I don't want it. And the other guy said, I'm taking this bezdin, and the other guy said, I don't want it. V'shtein b'yirim oid echad. So now, even a loiva could do that. We just said a loiva could be forced, mashma, each side could do it. L'char a loiva cannot refuse to use a certain bezdin. So our answer is because Amar Rav Yechonon ba'akoyis shevesur yeshanu hachanami ba'akoyis shevesur yeshanu. Later on, the Rav Yechonon answers ba'akoyis shevesur yeshanu, which means it was a bezdin that was not bekiyin in dinei Torah, In such a case, if that's the only Beis Din in town, we have like a secular Beis Din, they're Jews, but they're appointed by the secular courts, and they're not, they don't really know, they're not B'nai Torah, then the Levi Kasei refused to go to this Beis Din. And that's what we're talking about over here. We're talking here about Koyesh Shavasura Shanu. But by Mumchen Taka, if one Ruvain, the Malva, picks out a Beis Din, the Shimon the Leiva cannot refuse to use that Beis Din. Talking about here about Koyesh Shavasura Shanu, therefore each one has a right to refuse to use that Beis Din. Papa, but no. I feel Tema Mumchen, even if it's Mumchen, I'll give you another case where the Leiva could refuse. Going by Dina de Rav Huna with Rav Chista. Which Rashi says means that they're both in the same city, the Tavaya B'chad Makom. So there, Bezdin Rav Huna, Bezdin Rav Chista, the Kamalei, you tell the Leivik de la Malva, Mikamar Techin Allah, what's the difference? I want to use all the Bezdin. What do you care? I might make it go to another city. You can stay over here. That's how Rashi learns the same city. Tosfos asks from a Gemara and Erevin, that's Mevoyer, that Rav Chista, they're not passing in front of Rav Huna, so it must not be in the same city. So he says it was three parsaris away. It was close enough. That's not called a tercha. And therefore, even the Levi could force the Malva to go. So now, right now, we're learning from the Mishnah that when it says Zev Barle Echad, it means a Bezdin. It means that this guy picks a Bezdin, the other one refused to use that Bezdin. Then the other one picked a Bezdin, he refused. Together, they pick out a Bezdin. And the Chama say, no, the two Bate Dinim will pick out that Bezdin. That's what comes out in our Mishnah. Tanan, V'cham Oimrim, Shnei Dayonim Barle Moed Echad, V'isakadaitoch, if you say that, so bring the Mishnah, it says, the two Bate Dinim pick out the third Beis Din. So if you're learning the way we're learning till now, that they're refusing to do it, and I'm talking about, let's say, our courage of a surah, something like that. Either way, you can tell me now that after the guy refused to use him, saying he claiming the apostle, you know, let them now pick out the new Beis Din? That makes sense. What's around the Chachamim? We're learning now, each one brought a Beis Din, and the other one said, I'm refusing, it's apostle, I don't like that Beis Din. And you let them now to pick out a new Beis Din? Does that make sense? If you're agreeing that he doesn't have to go to his Beis Din because you're believing it's possible, you're refusing to use it, so Vos Epes will allow them to pick out the new Beis Din. Va'oid, Kasha number two is, Ma Zeh Bar Le'echad, Zeh Bar Le'echad, it sounds like in the Mishnah that this is like a matter of fact. When you have Dina Malach Shloisha, this guy picks this one, and they both like disqualify each other. Is that always happen? Sounds like this is like the way it happens. This is the way it happens. Does that make sense? Like Rashi says, Mashma Hachi Din, this is the Din, it's not a Din. So the Mishnah doesn't read well. Zeh Bar Le'echad sounds like that's the Din. I feel what we're saying now, it's not the Din, it was just like a circumstance. Elohach Kamar, it's the room Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is like this. Like everyone wants to learn Pasha Pshat. Elohach Kamar, because Zeh Bar Lo Dayin Echad. Zeh Bar Lo Dayin Echad. Each one picks out their own Dayin. Now you only have two, you need a third. Shneim Barim Loid Echad. Then both of them pick out the third. And the Chama say, you know who picks out the third? The two Dayanim that you guys picked out pick out the third. That's the Machlaikas. I want to see more in the Biyah Machlaikas soon. Now the Gemara wants to know, Maishnod Avdi Hachi. Why do we give the Bali Dinim a right to pick out the Beis Din? Like, just have the regular Beis Din in town and use the Beis Din. Like, well, what's his business that each one picks out a new way? The way you do a Beis Din is that Reuven picks out his Dayan, Shimon picks out his Dayan, and then it's machloikis if Reuven and Shimon together pick out the third Dayan, or Reuven's Dayan picks out, Reuven's Dayan and Shimon's Dayan together pick out the third Dayan. It's machloikis about that, but either way, who starts the process of getting the Beis Din? The Bali Dinim, the defendants. Like, why don't you just have a regular court in town and finish? That's your court. Ma'isno Dav Diachi. Amri Rav Shmei Rav Zeira, I'll tell you why. V'teich Shezeh Bar Le Dayin Echad, V'zeh Bar Le Dayin Echad, V'shnei Bar Le Moir Echad, Yotza Adin Lamitay. Since each one picks out their own Dayin, and then they're both together, both Bali Dinim together, pick out the third, it'll go Yatzah Din La'amitah, which means they're going to listen, the Bali Dinim will listen. You know why? Because if they're Chayiv, they're going to say, you know, I myself picked out that Dayan. And if he could have been Mehapech B'Shusi, he would have done that. If he could have figured out a way to make me innocent, he would have figured it out. He knows, I picked him out. He's my friend, I picked him out. And the other Bali Dinim says, I picked him. So since they both picked him out, they're both involved in the Bureau of the Dayanim, so then they're going to listen to the Din. it's much more common that they listen to the din, makes much more sense to listen, because since they picked it out, and it goes both ways. The Yonam also are meshubid to the person who picked them out, right? Like Rashi says. Also, if you pick me, I feel I have to try to make a tzchus for you. Therefore, it'll come out much more clear din, and they'll listen much better in such a case. That who picks out the din, the third dayan, who picks it out? The dayanim themselves pick out, the two dayanim themselves pick out the third dayanim. Neymar, but Rav Yehuda and Rav Kamifli. What's the beer machlekes chum and Rav Meir? Maybe the machlekes is Rav Yehuda and Rav. Don't Rav Yehuda and Rav. Eina eidim choisim mal hashtar, am ken yoidim mi choisim imohem. It's really like an eitz taiva, but the eitz taiva is that a person should not sign on a shtar unless he knows the other person who's signing with him. Because if he lands up, he signs together with some kind of Russia, it's be embarrassing. The shtars would come in front of a bez, then they say, this guy, he's a crook. And you're together with him, it doesn't look good. So therefore, he says that Adam should not sign a shtar until he know who the other fellow is. So Rav Meir less later, Rav Yehuda and Rav. Rav Meir does not hold to that. And therefore, he says that the Baal Yedin himself could pick out the third dayan. Rabbanon isle, Rav Yehuda and Rav. And Rabbanon holder who do Rav. Therefore, the two Dayanim say, you know, we want to pick out the third dayan. We want to make sure that he's on our standard, on our standards. So maybe the member of Yehuda Rav is totally in the Machlekes Chum and the Rameya. Or look, the Kuli Alma is to Rav Yehuda Rav. Everyone agrees it comes to signing a shtar, you should know who your other counterpart is, signing the shtar, who your partner is. But that's how the Yonim, Kula Alma Le Pligi the Be'ina. Everyone agrees that that's the Yonim also you need, because that they have to agree also to the third one. So what's the Machlekes? Ki Pligi Das Bali Dinim. Rameyah Sova Das Bali Dinim Nami Binan. Rameyah says, of course you have to ask the Yonim permission if they want this third person, if they agree. But not only that, you also ask the Bali Dinim according to Rameyah. And the Rabbanan say, no, you don't care about the Bali Dinim. Once they both appointed these two Dayanim, they themselves get the third one without asking the opinions of the Bali Dinim. Rabbanan Sabri, Das Tad Yonim Binan, Das Bali Dinim Le Binan. You don't need the Das Bali Dinim.
The third.
By both. Yes, of course. Has he approved by both? Both the Yonim, and also he gives a chance to the Vaidim to know. According to Rabbanon, only the Yonim pick it out. Gufam Rav Yehuda Rav, in Eidim Chayisim Al Shtar, unless they know who the other one is. And Tainam Alkav, a Brisa like Yehuda Rav, what does Brisa say? Kach Hoyin Ikiya Das Shibirushalayim Oisim. That's how the Tamid Chom, the Ikiya Das of Yerushalayim, the ones who had Das Yashar, the tzaddikim, they used to also do these things. What used to do? First of all, they didn't sign a shtar unless they knew who the partner was. They didn't sit on a din or be a dayan on king yoidim miyoshivim am, unless they knew who was sitting with them. They also didn't go into a suda unless they knew who was there, because it's a gnai for talmud chacham to sit together with amaratzim at a suda. So therefore, they were makbid to know who was there. So think more about it. We had in the Mishnah Halacha, so that's the first part of the Mishnah, it's very clear. That it comes to picking out a Beis Din, Reuven picks at his dayin, Shimon picks at his dayin, and then the third dayin, according to a mayor, between the dayanim and the Baal Din, we get a third dayin. According to Chamim, the dayanim themselves pick out the third dayin. That was the first part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah says that if Zeb Pasol Dayano, if Joseph, the Rameyer, you could do that. That means Reuven says to Shimon's dying, you're a apostle, I don't think you're kosher. He's believed. The Chum said, what do you mean? Once he picks out his dying, you have no right to apostle him. He's a kosher. If you bring a raya, you bring Edom, that he's apostle, good. But if not, that's the machlaik is Rameyah and the Chacham. And really, Rameyah needs a beer. How could it be that if you're Rameyah, you're believed to say a certain dying's apostle, you're yachid? How do you do that? Zotimar, call Kamine, the apostle dayana, you have the power to apostle someone else's dying? We're talking about basically, like we said before, Yoishve Kronos. It's talking about people who are Amoratsim. And they are on the Bezdin because they were appointed by the city, accepted him, these people as Dayanim. But they don't know what they're talking about. And therefore, you have a right to say, I don't want, this guy's possible, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But if they're Mumchim, which means they have Smicha, that you can, there's no way you know the Tamid Chachamim, you cannot passel them. Yeah, Reuven picked his dayan, Shimon picks his dayan. Shimon tells Reuven, I don't like you. You're not the Talmud Chacham. So, Shaz, how you believe to say the apostle? Teret says, we're talking about people who not to be the chum. So then, you are believed to say that. So, Freyti Gemara, so what we're saying now, the point of this line is, to show you, what you can say is, if he's a mumcha, then you can't pass him, Kudra Meir. Only if he's not a mumcha. So let's read what the chum said. Amitoni Seif, v'chum oimrim, emesav is man shemevi raya, shen krevim apsulim. When are you believe when you're being a raya that they're a car of an apostle? Am hoyu kasheri my mumchim pe bezdin, any okal of Islam. But if they're a kosher or mumchim pe bezdin, you can't pass it. It's mashma, mechlal, there are mainami mumchim kama. Because the Rabbanan is saying, what do you mean? If they're kosher or mumchim, you're not believed. Rameh said that you are believing in a mumchim. So it's not like a Yerchanan. So the Gemara Hakkamar. Am hoyu kasheri, if they're a kosher, nasu kim mumchim pe bezdin, veyokal paislan. Of course, Mumcha Ramei agrees. Just Chum is saying, if they're a kosher, they're not a Karavai apostle, they're not a relative or apostle to be a Dayan, then you cannot disqualify them. Toshima, so that's what Riachan's Chiddush is, that the whole right to disqualify them is only if they are a Karyash of Asuria. But if they're not Yeshve Kronos, then which means they're a Mumcha, they're an established Dayan, then even according to Ramei, you're not believed. Toshima, Omrulo the Rameyer. There's a bright that says a little more arichas in what the Chum told Rameyer. It says, Lo yikol kamenu shepoisel dayim shemumchel rabim. You have no right to passel a dayin that's a mumchel rabim. So it seems like Rameyer passel had said that the Shimon has a right to passel a dayin shemumchel the dayin. Zog the Gemara, no. Let's read it. Lo yikol kamenu shepoisel dayin shemchel rabim aleim. You have no right to passel a dayin who the town appointed him and accepted him to be a dayan. You have no right to pass him unless you have a psul. You have no right, even though it's Yeshua Kronos, you have no right to pass him. That's what it means. Dayan Shemcho Rabim. And Tayin Avahachi. You don't have to be a mumcha, yeah. Forget, Ramei agrees to mumcha. Right. Yeah. Losh mumcha is a mumcha. It means Mecho Rabim. They appointed, the Rabim appointed him on them. Tayin Avahachi arrived from Brian. So, Lo'oilom Poysav Ahoylech. The Ramei holds you can pass them. Ad she kabel of bezdin shemum chol rabim divra Ramei, which with Taichinga means until the Rosh Hashanah's solution she kabel means until you say the din in front of a bezdin that's mum chol rabim. But al kapana means you can pass unless the guy is a mumcha and bezdin accepts him as a mumcha. So you see by mumcha Ramei is moida divra Ramei. So now the Gemara is have a kasha. If that's true. So coming out now, shout out like this, that the only time you can passel a dayan is because he's not a mumcha, because he's a Yoshua Kronis, and therefore you can passel him. Now remember, the second half of the Mishnah is talking about Zeh Poisa Eidus, we have to see how that works according to Rameyah.